kids toughen up by going through all these things. We are preparing them for the future. You don't want your soldier training on lazy stuff and then going to fight a serious battle. Let's prepare them for a serious battle.
Uncle P, before you come into the news, as a senior parent, what do you think about a proposal of having schools start for primary school pupils, by the way, start maybe like 10, mid-morning, pretty much, for the...
To avoid the cold.
Yeah, during this cold season.
I would support it.
Like kids can go to school at 10?
I would support it.
Okay.
Yeah. One, it gets light later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sun comes up later. And to just the temperature and everything. I mean, we're humans just like the others on the other side of the world are. Mm-hmm. And they change their calendar when it's winter. In fact, they close.
Isn't it summer when they close? I think it's summer. They go like
okay,
summer.
Yeah, it's actually summer when they close. But in winter, they change their timetable to adjust to this brutal.
Some
of course,
parents
it's
think,
more brutal there. But, yeah.
Some parents think we're raising weak children because we went through that. We walked 10 kilometers to go to school, and our kids should endure this cold and just, you know, soldier up.
No. I've always said that, yeah, we should make consideration for the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, but also, I'm talking about closing. When it gets extreme there, they actually close. They close down everything for them. I mean, of course, it's more extreme. They have snow and everything. But it shows you that when situations change, you need to make considerations and adjustments. So I'm a strong proponent for adjusting the time.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the conversation going on our Facebook page as well, Phoenix FM Zambia. There is a post that you can respond to and give us your thoughts. For now, let's get into the main news. Remember that the Phoenix Breakfast from 6:30 to 8 hours is with Stan Big Bank.
This time check was brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
8:02, let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Mopani dismisses payment delay claims to local suppliers and contractors. ZESCO cites poor recovery of Kafue River after rains for prolonged power deficit. And in global news, Putin not on Kremlin list of officials attending Ukraine peace talks in Turkey. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Mopani Copper Mines has refuted reports that payment walls have resurfaced at the mine and contractor arrears are piling up. With the mining giant says it has paid over $54 million to local vendors between January and April this year. On Tuesday this week, Zambian Contractors Advisory Center Chief Executive Officer Nsofwa Mwamba revealed to Phoenix News that payment arrears to suppliers and contractors have begun to accumulate again, with some debts dating as far back as February 2025. But responding to a Phoenix News press query on the matter, Mopani Copper Mines Public Relations Manager Nebet Molenga disclosed that in March alone, the mine paid over $26 million to 590 suppliers, the highest monthly payout so far this year. He says in January 2025, Mopani paid $4.8 million to 330 suppliers, 4.9 million to 356 suppliers in February and 26.1 million to 590 suppliers in March, with the latest payment being $18.5 million to 154 suppliers in April 2025. Mr. Mulenga explains that payments have been made where account reconciliations are complete, with the only delays on some suppliers and contractors who were late in submitting their ledger balances and account statements, which has slowed down the reconciliation process. He further outlines that so far this year, 453 out of 527 suppliers are local Zambian companies receiving $71 million in orders, while in 2024, over 80% of Mopani's 1,290 suppliers were local, injecting $289 million into the Zambian economy. ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Nube has attributed the country's sustained power deficit to the failure by the Kafue River and its tributaries to recover as expected this rainy season, contributing significantly to the ongoing power crisis. Mr. Nube says Zambia's main source of hydropower is the Kafue River, which, along with the Kariba Dam, normally ensures a stable electricity supply during good rainfall seasons. He emphasized that the Kafue River is just as important to the Zambian economy as Kariba, which is a shared facility with Zimbabwe. Mr. Nube explains that under normal water levels, Itajiteji produces 120 megawatts, Kafue Gorge 990 megawatts, and Kafue Gorge Lower 750 megawatts, while if fully operational, the Kariba could generate up to 1,080 megawatts. Mr. Nube says ZESCO is now more focused on solar-based solutions in response to the power deficit, as well as its overall strategy to dilute the dependence on hydropower.
In Zambia, our biggest supplier of power, even the hydro, is the Kafue River, not the Zambezi. Our Itajiteji gives us 120 megawatts. I'm talking about when the water levels are okay, 120. Kafue Gorge gives us 980 megawatts. And then Kafue Gorge Lower gives us another 750. Now, Kariba in total, if it had functioned well, gives us 1,080 megawatts. So now, the Kafue River, the Kafue Basin as we call it, has not recovered as well as it should in this rain season. So our major supplier of the water has not reached capacity. Kafue River, yes. Can we stop just worrying too much about water? We cannot control the water. That is nature. Our biggest source is, how do we solve the energy deficit in the country? At the moment, our quickest win is through solar.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, the CTU, is urging the over 85,000 civil servants employed by the UPND administration since August 2021 to step up and improve public service delivery. The CTU President Blake Mulala tells Phoenix News that while the UPND government deserves credit for recruiting over 30,000 teachers and 11,000 health workers despite economic challenges, the quality of services in key sectors like education and health remains a major concern. Mr. Mulala has expressed a disappointment that many of the newly recruited workers, particularly in parastatal institutions, have yet to meet public expectations. He has also reminded civil servants that timely salary payments by government should be matched with higher standards of service that positively impact citizens. Government recently confirmed that over 85,000 civil servants have been employed since August 2021, with all salaries paid on time, despite the growing wage bill.
We are not
saying this is what we expect to see from those who have been given the privilege to be employed, because the number of people who are not employed is to remain a huge mountain. These must become good examples to make sure that out of what government has done, where they are not missing out on their pay when it's due, they must also show commitment. Because the civil service, people have been saying civil servant, the way they work, they don't keep time. Civil servant, they are not committed. We want to see a commitment coming from a committed and disciplined civil service, where the civil servants, they begin to show signs of hard work in their respective area, so that the people who are expecting more from them must not be disappointed.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe says government is prioritizing